Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Fill. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're actually three wide. Mark Lieberman hanging out with us here this morning as we are over here at Louisville Geek, louisvillegeek.com. That's the website where you can find out all you want to know. Look, we're a small business, so we don't have, you know, we don't have a budget for an IT guy. We don't really know what we're doing, you know. So we got 20 of them over here at Louisville Geek.
Call them up. Yeah. They're there to help.
Yeah, start a ticket.
They take over your computer, and they start poking around, and I'm like, you know, yeah, no, I don't need that. You can get rid of that. Sure, yeah. Thank you. I don't know how to get rid of that. Okay, yeah. Now it's gone.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we got Mark Lieberman with us here. We don't have a mic stand for him, though, I just realized. You
know, I'm a lounge singer right now.
Oh, yeah, there you are, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
This place is like right out of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
It's got all the floors, and this is a heck of an operation.
Here at Distillery Commons, they have really high ceilings, and they inserted all the glass in here. Dina runs into it like a bird.
Yeah, I do.
We saw his nose.
I did. Oh, yeah, I walked right into this room, like, just not knowing there was glass there. And there were two witnesses, unfortunately.
That's the worst part.
The only bad thing is it was not on video because we didn't. That just would be.
Check the tapes.
Yeah. Oh, it probably could have been.
It probably is.
Don't issue a challenge over. Of all the places, it could probably find it.
No, I mean, because as soon as it happened, I said, "Please tell me you have video."
and they're even going to help me out with a little venture that I have, a little website design of my own.
I'm excited.
I'll be unveiling here in the very near future. So
I'm excited about your little project.
Lift the curtain up on it here at some point. So we got that. So Mark Lieberman is here, and he has a tell to tell when coaches are lying. I like this.
Okay. I was listening as you were playing the Billy Donovan sound. Here's the tell in the business.
Yeah.
If a coach is smiling or giggling, there's no chance of them coming.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if they're, as you were saying, you know, I haven't, no one's reached out to me and all that kind of stuff.
Did he giggle?
No, he was very,
very serious.
Very stern and very, yeah.
So you read that as he's staying?
I read that as he's open
to
the possibility.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
If a coach laughs it off, then he is staying where he's at.
We don't want Billy Donovan at Kentucky. We don't want him. So how do we keep him with the Bulls or get him another NBA job? Or get him a free agent with the Bulls. Like, how do we keep Billy Donovan happy in Chicago?
You know, I think this is – before, I didn't think he would entertain this situation at all. But this is enticing. Because with Billy, he just didn't want to deal with so much of the recruiting and so much of the stuff that goes on with college basketball. He doesn't play golf. He's such a focused basketball guy. But with the portal NIL, that might shift a little bit because it's become almost pseudo professional basketball.
Sports, yeah, right. Free agency,
so
yeah.
Could that change his mindset? Yeah, and he's already done the NBA thing, so he can't say, "Well, I never gave it a shot." So now he's done it, and
it was
alright. It wouldn't shock me, right? It was alright.
Have you interacted with him much? I know you've all your time with Richard. I know Richard was tight with him and talked to him a lot.
Yeah, not much of the last couple years. He recruited two of my players signed with him when he was at Florida, and I developed a good rapport with him. But, no, I haven't, but it would not shock me if
he looks like the same guy. I mean, it's a little more gray in the hair, but his face, he just, you know, he's like Dick Clark. He doesn't age.
Oh, yeah. No question. I think the situation now for him, he is so single-mindedly like focused on basketball that this – is something that intrigues him.
Yeah. Man, we got to, you know, we just got to get him out of Lexington. I don't want him setting foot in Keeneland. I don't want him going to the Red Mile. No, like, I wanted him here. If we can't have him, they can't have him. That's how I feel about it. How do we sabotage this?
I don't know that you can.
Yeah, this is,
I don't know.
I'm telling you, when listening to his interview, it kind of, I was like, okay, first to tell, of course. But then it was like, I could see this as a possibility for him. I really could.
I mean, I could too. I mean, I don't think Danny Hurley, you know.
I disagree.
But Danny Hurley's underpaid.
Yeah, but you're asking him, because you're asking him right after the game, right after the win of the national championship, even two or three days afterward. Of course he's going to be. He's so, you know, in the moment.
Well, yeah, what's
he
going to say right on the podium?
I mean, of course.
Right.
To think that he's not also, wow, Kentucky. This is, we're all, you know, coaches.
I know, but UConn is also, I mean, they've won five. Or is it six national championships since 99?
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's going to leave, but I'm saying to think that
six.
They've won six. Yeah.
Six, okay. Six since 99.
You should play the Heath Ledger Joker when he says six.
Oh.
Do you remember that scene from the Joker? I'm referencing. I'm not as good as you when you gave me the
Lutz on
the Lutz, which I giggled at. Even though I didn't know the reference, and people do that sometimes, and then Drew got me.
Yeah,
he goes,
right.
You know what that's from, right? I was hoping he wouldn't do the follow-up question.
Yeah.
He did the follow-up.
I did.
And, of course, I was like, cause
and then usually, I sent him the Lots on Kittle. It's like Kibbles on Bitch. I'm Johnny Wishbone from the Island of St. Croix, and I hit a bad little bit, but I have some trouble. So I come, just think Johnny Wishbone, and I come running.
I'm telling every listener out there, please pull up that YouTube scene, because I was laughing incessantly about that.
Because I didn't realize Lutz had gone. Where did Lutz go?
He's at Oklahoma State.
It's a pretty good jump from Western Kentucky.
Well, that's a jump.
Two years ago, he's at Texas A&M Corpus Christi in the league I was coaching in Southland Conference.
Was he really? Wow.
Yeah. And they took them to the tournament.
Right.
They beat us in the conference championship.
Covered at the buzzer or lost the cover at the
covered
buzzer?
Covered at the buzzer.
Covered at the buzzer, which he knew.
He knew.
When the break. We asked him. And then it's the 26.5-point spread or something. Some hit a three.
Because I bet him, and I told him, and he goes, well, you're welcome for the money, because I know we covered at the buzzer.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he knew.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, all coaches
they know.
Every coach knows.
Their boosters are playing it. They're telling
them
about it.
Of course.
They all know.
Of course.
But no, we had him in there, and he's Corpus Christi's in the tournament. Western Kentucky's in the tournament. Oklahoma State wants to be in the tournament. They hired Steve Lutz. So
he was at Purdue for a bunch of years.
Still a massive jump.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
But he assistant coached at Purdue. So he's been in that level before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like the guy.
I do
enjoyed
too.
Him.
So. No, very very likable. Very likable. So all right. So who's your depth chart of fear for the Kentucky job? Like who scares you the most with that job in there?
I mean, I think what Danny Hurley's done, and because look, the way his teams played, they were, you know, just like his father's, it grinded out and very physical, and that still hasn't changed. But to get his teams to play the offensive basketball they've done the last 3 years, to get five guys to buy in and constantly move, and they're so hard to guard. I mean, they just rolled through this tournament. And for people
two
to think
straight
that,
years, they've rolled. They've taken the fun out. I mean, Rick was close.
You
to
said
for
that
a
at the beginning
half,
of the tournament.
Right? Yeah, it turned into the women's tournament.
You and I talked about that.
Yeah.
You said right when it was starting. And it's just like, yeah, they're that dominant. And people are going to want to play for that system just because of it. It transfers right to the NBA, and to get those guys to be that unselfish in how they played was just phenomenal.
Right, and he's got guys from Rutgers, and then he got a five-star kid. You know, the Castle kid was a five-star player.
He's got two projected first-round picks and three projected second-round picks,
right.
By the way. I did look that up yesterday. Like, oh, okay, so it's when you say it's not overwhelming talent, it's
pretty, no, when you look at it, right, and the first thing you look at for teams that win championships, and you see how many pros they have on their squad.
They do.
And their length on the perimeter, it really bothered Purdue. They just they were so good at catching and shooting. They just couldn't do it because of the length of Connecticut. So they definitely have pros, but they just the way they move, and you were talking about Cam Spencer, the kid from Rutgers.
So good.
He just constantly screening. They're setting dribble handoffs. They're constantly in motion, and that's so hard for teams to guard. So I would be, if you're a Kentucky fan, dreading Danny Hurley coming to Lexington.
If you're a Louisville fan, you're saying you're
dreading. I'm sorry, if you're a Louisville fan, you're dreading Danny Hurley coming to Lexington, and then obviously Billy Donovan is right behind him.
The action that they had, like, in the post, just to, like, draw Edie out and then just hit right at the rim, That was genius, like the whole game. And you know, and I like the players, obviously. The king, what's his name? Klingman?
Mm-hmm. Donovan Klingman.
He's a good player. I mean, I like him. And he was able to kind of give Edie enough. I know Edie went off, but he controlled Edie enough to, you know, let Purdue, you know, sort of, you know, kind of squander what they were doing on the perimeter because they just got nothing from anybody else.
Well, then you have a guy like Sam Johnson who comes in, who's the backup to Klingman. And when you have two really physical big post guys that can really guard, and it takes its toll. So for a guy like Edie, it's just wearing on him constantly throughout the game. And when you have 2 7-footers who can come in and bang,
yeah,
and, you know, they doubled at times, they digged and so on. But, you know, the other guys couldn't get off. The other guys couldn't get open because of how good Connecticut is on the perimeter as well. They're so long. They're so athletic. So, really, that was a huge factor in that game.
But he's just so maniacal in how he coaches. So, like, he gets the East Carolina kid, the Rutgers Cam Spencer, gets a freshman, and mixes it together. I mean, because they lost. Like, that was not the same team. Like, when Billy Dime went back-to-back, it was a lot of the – you had to get Al Horford to come back. You know, you had to get all Joakim Noah, all these different guys to come back. Like, this was a lot of the different parts at UConn. That's probably the most impressive thing about
just reassembling
these games.
But, I've known him for a long – we coached in the same tournament when he was a high school coach at St. Patrick's, I believe it. We were in the City of the Palms together. That's when Coach Pitino came down and watched our team play. Rakeem Buckles and Ray Shipman, who actually went to go play for Billy Donovan.
I ask you, I remember before, you know, I even knew Mark.
Coach Lieberman.
Call you Mark Lieberman. Leaves, the fake nickname that Nick is in, on. I mean, that's what I remember from Rick Pitino's press conference when he hired him, was he ran the best high school practice I've ever seen. Now, of course, that's Pitino being Pitino, but at the same time, must have been pretty damn good.
Well, here's the thing. So, like, Richard was recruiting Rakeem Buckles. I didn't know Richard at the time, and he saw him play over the summer. And then Coach Pitino came to our practice, and we had 5 Division I players on the floor.
Yeah.
We were loaded with players.
This was at Miami?
This is at Monsignor Pace in Miami before I came as an assistant coach at Louisville. And so you'd have coaches come in. We'd have a lot of coaches come to our practices. And I was kind of maniacal myself. I was always like, don't be on your cell phones. Because we were just laser focused and locked in and so on. And then, of course, there's coaches going off in the corner and they're texting or on the phone and whatnot. But I'll always remember that Coach Pitino was just like staring down at everything. His hands on his, you know, on his chin, and he's just looking at everything. And for me, it's like, okay, that's a guy I idolized and so on. So it was just amazing.
It was the reverse
order.
You
were just happy he was in your gym.
Well, that's the first part, yeah.
I mean, it was reverse order. It used to be like you hired the high school coach because you want the player, but they already had Buckles when they hired you.
Yeah, Buckles was already going there. So it's right. you know? You hire a coach so you can get this guy. And then he was just like, listen, if anything ever opens up, you know, I want to bring you in.
Was it Tim, the guy that went to Missouri? Was it what was the guy's name?
Tim Fuller?
Was it Fuller when he left, or who was it that opened the spot for you?
Was after.
Yeah, because Tim Fuller came in with me.
Okay.
And so I was actually brought in not as a assistant coach. I was brought in first as like an assistant strength coach, just so I can be on staff. And he found a position for me and so on. Then I get up there, and a week later, they said, well, okay, we're going to move you to operations. And then I was running practices because you were allowed to still do that over the summer. It was within the rules. And then 4 weeks later, Steve Masiello just, like, we were just walking around, and he's, like, got a smile on his face. He goes, you're going to enjoy today's staff meeting. I said, okay.
Okay.
And then it was just, okay. Just matter-of-factly, we're sitting in the conference room, and Coach Pitino goes, okay, you and Ralph Rillard, Mark, are switching roles. He's going to operations. You're going to be on the floor. You're an assistant coach.
That's how
I found out. And I'm like, okay. And inside, I'm like, can I just go run, you know, just run through the streets and whatnot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's how he does. He drops big bombs like that in a sentence. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when he was when Scott Padgett flunked out of school, and they were getting ready to go on this foreign tour, and he's talking about practices, this and that. He's giving up on a team. He goes, and Scott Padgett has flunked out of school. Any questions? And it's like, what? He just dropped that.
What do you mean?
Nuke at the end of it.
He's getting right to it. Yeah, he gets right to it. Rips off that Band-Aid, good or bad, right away. And you know, I've been working out the guys and doing practices, like, because you could do it over the summer.
Yeah.
And because him and Steve were on the road recruiting, and so was Tim Fuller. So, yeah, it was just an amazing
thing. He'd seen you run the practice.
Yeah, and he was just like, one of our practices, we walk in, he goes, all right, just do your pay stuff. And it was
crazy.
Just like, I was doing like full court press because we were, that's why maybe I endeared myself to it just because we were similar styles and whatnot. And it was just, it was amazing.
You know, Danny Hurley will lose his mind like Rick Pitino will lose his mind on the sideline. And I don't know, in the championship game the other night, he went out there and
touched him,
one of his players, in emotion. And then he goes, no, I didn't. He, like, didn't realize that he'd even done it. He's, like, arguing that he didn't do it when we all watched him on national television go out on the court and push his own player. Like, you know, what goes – like, Rick Pitino would just lose his mind, right, and say things that he didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean – like, yeah. Danny Hurley's the same way.
Yeah, look, they're both extremely intense. And look, Danny Hurley's father, Bob Hurley Sr., if you've ever seen him coach and whatnot, it's times 10 how intense Bobby Hurley Sr.
It was legendary. Like, what's St. Anthony's? Mm-hmm. Is that where it was? Yeah, I mean, they were just a legendary
program. Oh, yeah, he won 26 state championships.
Oh, great. He was staring him down at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, him and Danny Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's look.
And guess who stayed?
O'Grady.
He tried to get him kicked out and didn't.
And didn't.
That's a great story.
That's a great. Yeah, yes, it did.
Oh, man.
And some great memes.
So, but no, Danny Hurley, I want to appreciate him from UConn because it's a show.
I mean, look, but I got to assume they are going at him with all the King's ransom. And then. Keeping him with Billy Donovan, I think, to me, Scott Drew is maybe their his safety date. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. How do you see it? How do you think this depth chart goes here?
It's definitely Danny Hurley would be the guy that you zero in on. You look at how much they've developed from an offensive mindset. They've become so good offensively, and the players he's gotten there, and what he's accomplished is tremendous. So like. You'd have to say he's number one. How could he not be? Because all schools can say that, but that's Kentucky.
Have you talked to any of your friends in the coaching circle the last few days, I assume? Or
You know, I just – Kamani Young, who we worked together at FIU.
Yeah.
He was an assistant with me under
– I mean, you know, names.
I'm just saying Kamani is the associate head coach at Connecticut.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking a little bit, and but there's nothing – you know, it was actually texting, so I couldn't tell if he giggled at all. Again, Danny Hurley's comments came the day of, the day after. What
oh,
else?
Sure.
Is,
I mean, Donovan
he's
Mitchell,
so wrapped up I mean, in that.
Donovan Mitchell looked me in my face and told me he was coming back after they lost to Michigan because he was in the heat of the moment. He was ticked off that they got bounced, and it was the right decision to go to the NBA. But that happens a
Francisco
lot.
Francisco Garcia said it.
It happens
say
a lot.
Things after the title game.
There's no big mystery here.
I'm sure you could go back to 97 when Pitino, when they lost in overtime to Arizona. I'm sure he said to the podium, like, I'm coming back.
Of course.
You know, like, dude, that's not – do not take anything anybody says in that moment at all for face value. Zero.
I would agree. But, you know, but it does happen a lot. But when you win two titles and you're in that euphoria moment and you're just like, man, it's really good here. But then you look at your salary and you're like, I just want back-to-back championships and I'm underpaid. And Danny Hurley is, you know.
Does he care? I mean, I don't know how much he
I don't know.
You know Connecticut's going to bump him up. But you're talking about UK. And so for him, I mean, that
we're talking about maybe $12 to $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean it's something you have to look at. You always have to look at it. You're stupid if you don't. I mean, even if you have no intention of taking it,
exactly,
you take the call.
It's life changing, like right. So for everything, but not to upset Louisville fans, but it's University of Kentucky, and
it's the magnitude of the job is and the powers. I still think it's a job that you just can't do for more than 8 to 10 years. I just think you burn fast, burn hard, and burn out.
I mean, can Hurley do the UConn job for 8 to 10 years?
Oh, I think
you
could
do
that.
The way he's burning up there?
Yeah, but no, I don't think there's the – I think the UK job burns you up.
Oh, okay.
Over the course of 8 to 10 years.
I mean, Hurley's burning himself up.
Yeah, but that's not outside pressure. I just think the magnitude of the Kentucky – Pitino was there 8 years. You know, you look at Tubby, his first 8 years, really good. Last two, not as good, but still made second round of the tournament. Calipari, you look at the last third of his tenure there, not as good as the first two-thirds of it. It burns. I just don't think that job's designed to be a 15-year job.
That's a great point. Some people just believe that coaches are like machines. They're not, you know, they're not humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects them. And to think that you hear coaches tell, whether it's a press conference or whatnot, we block out the noise and we're not listening. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. Yeah. You can understand the external pressures that go into it. A job like UK, yes.
Yeah.
The rewards versus the risks and all those things that you have to deal with, yeah. But it's such a premier job, and it's like a Carolina and a Duke and a Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Those jobs open up. It's once in a lifetime for coaches. And that challenge, sometimes it's something that you just, as a coach, you're so competitive, you want to build and create something. So I could see him.
Well, Kentucky has no possibility.
By the way, do we have Hurley? He was on the Pat McAfee show. I don't know if we have that
sound in
there or not, Chase. You can let me know on that.
I'm gonna pull it up in a second.
Yeah, see if
it's Chase. Of course he is.
Yeah, Chase will have it within seconds. You know,
Kentucky's not restricted either financially at all. They haven't paid a football buyout. They haven't paid a basketball buyout. They haven't had to pay any buyouts. So.
And they've got that SEC money.
The
SEC
money keeps ballooning.
Look, money's not going to be a problem for them. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I'm so curious from the personality standpoint of, like, if it is somebody like a Hurley and Pat, knowing Pat Kelsey's personality.
Oh my!
You know, how will that, you know, because I think, I mean, we don't know enough about Kelsey yet of, like, in season. Like, we know, like, he's off season. We know, like, him driving around in the cart. But
we know him and Dusty May had a flare-up in their FAU-Charleston game. You know, that happened.
What happened?
One of Dusty May's players said something to Pat Kelsey. They kind of had it out, and then Dusty May took exception. Pat Kelsey yelled back. Went back and forth. It was
good.
It was a scene.
I like it.
He's another intense guy.
It's one of the
Coach
reasons
Kelsey
why
is one of those type
some of
guys.
These FAU players don't want. Who's the player we're looking
Janelle
at?
Davis.
FAU? Yeah, and his teammates that were at FAU are like, you can't go play for Pat Kelsey because of what happened on the court.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, so it's a thing. Guy's fiery.
We do have the. It's about a 2.5 minute clip. I'm curious to hear this of Hurley on McAfee talking about this.
As we were watching live, it felt like there was a question. You know, about, like, you and your future, and then they cut it off, I think, because they had a hard out time, and the game might have, and it sounded like you were saying, we're already focusing on a three-peat, like you were about to give that answer, but it kind of got cut off. And then, obviously, you're asked about Kentucky immediately afterwards, the entire internet, those bananas. Did you know it was going to be that loud whenever you find out that Calipari is leaving? And, like, is that what you were about to say before you got cut off? Is like, yeah, this is fun, but three in a row is much cooler. Because that's like what Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce did immediately upon winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah. You know, it's you know, the positive thing for me is, like, my phone broke on my phone broke on Saturday, so I couldn't receive any incoming calls or text messages or outgoing. So I had no idea that, like, any of that stuff was going on. And then I got those questions after the game that you're not prepared for and that your agent doesn't want you to answer. You know, he just wants you to say nothing. It's just keeping it real. But, yeah, I mean, we're not. I mean, UConn right now, our mindset, literally, once we got on that team bus, I think I turned around and said, like, you know, where's the East Regional next year? All right, first two rounds are in Providence, and then the Sweet 16, Elite Eight are in Newark, New Jersey. You know, where I lived and worked for 9 years, and then the Final Four is in San Antonio. So, yeah, I mean, your mindset. We're going to enjoy this, you know, for a couple of days, Pop. But, like, it's going to fade quickly, and then you're going to get back to work, and you're going to put a roster together that, you know, can hopefully go for a dynasty.
I don't want to speak for your agent, but all these UConn alum, you know, Darius included.
Yeah, amen.
Molly, Diana Taurasi, everybody that's been on might need to, you know, a little bit of a bonus for us. Yeah. We don't want to go to Kentucky, dude. No.
Can't
lose that. National championship coach in the middle of this dynastic run. No way.
We saw what Sarkisian did when Saban left Bama. He got a bit of a pay raise, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look around. Looky.
That's funny.
You guys got a Jimmy Sexton in college basketball? He's probably already working.
Figure it out, Dave.
Oh, we didn't get his answer to that? Oh man. I want to know what he was going to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Wait a minute. Yeah, now, we need to go back and hear that. Yeah.
Now, he was laughing, but I think it was at the jokes made by McAfee. So I'm not sure if it's going to.
Okay, right. No, I get that. But interesting.
He does need to get a bonus, and he is underpaid. And your agent, of course, doesn't want you to answer that question because he wants you to get as much money out of UConn or wherever you're going.
What's he making at UConn?
4.5
It's going to go up if he stays.
It's going to go up.
They have
financial
problems.
They have financial problems,
but he's part of the financial solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't lose that guy.
No.
Right?
No, I don't think they can. I don't think they will.
Mark is so nervous over there as he's saying that.
He's asking us for, like, he is. He really is. He's really, really nervous.
I do not want Danny Hurley.
No, you don't.
Hurley in Kentucky. No. No.
No.
No, you do not.
No.
You do not. I don't want Billy Donovan there either.
Yeah.
I don't want Chris Beard there. I don't want Scott Drew's fine there. I'm fine with that. They could do that.
Vance,
That's what everybody's saying.
Everybody says that, yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
No, I think he'll be good.
Well, let's do this. I want to talk more about this. We can get some other topics as well. We're over here at Louisville Geek, LouisvilleGeek.com. Dick Gabriel is going to join us next segment.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we'll have him hop on and talk about what he knows, clarify. I don't really care. I know he knows what's going on, so it's good to visit with him, my first boss in this business. So as an intern, as a junior at Transylvania University, it was my first internship, my boss, Dick Gabriel. So we'll visit with him on the other side. But again, LouisvilleGeek.com. You need somebody to, whether it's you to take care of your IT, you need help with your email, Windows, you know cybersecurity, all the above. They've got it for you over here. You don't want to hire a full-time IT person. You like to have a team like this at your back, which will be more people and less expensive, more than likely. Then they've got it for you over here at Louisville Geek. 20 years in business, and just because it says Louisville in the name doesn't mean they can't do work nationwide, because that is what they do, is work nationwide. So whatever, you know, if you think, I got a business that does, you're dealing with the right people. Hey, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Hey, delayed happy birthday to Jack Carlin was yesterday. I did not realize
that. Really? I was talking to Jack Carlin on his birthday.
He had mentioned his birthday to you. So that's the kind of guy he is. He's strictly businessman. I saw the pictures posted by Bees Carlin about, hey, his birthday yesterday. So anyway, it's probably because he's so busy with all this, the damage that people have had here in the last few weeks. Undoubtedly, you're probably overwhelmed with, like, how do I get working on the roof? What insurance company said no? How do I fight them? Like, all those things Jack Carlin can help you out with. Online, carlinroofs.com, and just be patient. That's always the message in this time when you have a bunch of people calling. Don't get impatient. Don't have somebody do the work that is not going to be around if something goes wrong with it. Your insurance company is only paying for it one time. They're not paying for it a second time. Online, carlinroofs.com. That's CARLONroofs.com. And so I'm here to talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Okay, I'm trying to catch it. Is that just for we're holding to see what Kentucky does? Am I reading that one right?
I just want Dan Hurley to hold on.
Oh, okay.
Just keep holding on.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is kind of an arcane reference. You're like Bumblebee from the Transformers, who'd play all the music to represent like what he's thinking.
That's great.
Bumblebee. Chase the face or Bumblebee?
That might be your new nickname, Chase.
Yeah. I love that.
Bumblebee. That's good. I like that a lot.
That
is good. It's Chase playing back there at the messages within the messages. We got plenty going on tonight. Louisville Sports Live this evening at 7 o'clock. We got the Dan McDonald Show coming your way at 6 as well right here. You can hear that this evening after the drive. So we've got all that for you here. In addition, of course, we've got just looking at the schedule. Louisville Baseball is at home this weekend.
They lost last night in over extra innings against Western.
Hate those midweek losses. They have Virginia this weekend. We've got
I don't think they're playing Purdue. But we've got, they play Virginia this weekend. I don't know. I'm looking at the.
I don't know. I'm still spiraling.
I know you're still. I know. I know you're still visibly shaken.
But I actually did watch because it was on CBS Sports Network last night. The Luce City Charleston Battery game, which
you know, loss.
Yeah. But I watched it.
Yeah.
Like,
we're good.
That's like the upset of the day was that I actually watched a little Luce City on television last night.
So we got all that going on. We are over here at Louisville Geek. LouisvilleGeek.com is the website to go to. My first boss in this business, Dick Gabriel, is on the line with us right now. nothing like a coaching search. Those were the most fun times around that office. Good morning.
I think Steve Moss figured it up, Drew. I think this is number 11. Maybe more for me, number 11 for him. No, you spent a lot of time chasing your tail.
Well, because I remember you telling me, because you covered it when it was Patino came there the first time. Wasn't it either P.J. Carlissimo? The AP reported one of the two,
yeah.
Olsen or Carlissimo, had the job, right?
Olsen had it for a couple of hours and then changed his mind. In fact, everybody in town, you might remember, everybody but us reported when Eddie Sutton was hired that it was Lute Olsen, and then it turned into Eddie Sutton. But for the Patino search, P.J. came to town. You know, and you might have been the shooter. I don't remember, but we met him at the airport as he was leaving, and he didn't have much to say. And Sam Newton first reached out to Patino. He turned it down. He said, you need to hire PJ. PJ turned it down. Sam Newton was ready to be the interim coach for a year if that's what it took to wait on Patino.
Well, because they had to wait so long, I remember that Henry Thomas has the distinction of being the only player recruited to Kentucky by C.M. Newton because he had to take the test.
That's correct.
You know?
You're exactly right. You got to be certified, and Henry was the one signee, and if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have been, I think, obviously, he would have had a nice career.
I mean, those 9 career points were sweet, though. I got to tell you, he should have been in double digits. He got miscredited in one game. We have the video to prove he got robbed of being in double digits. So,
And he had great seats.
So take us through this one. I don't know how many times you've had a coaching search where the coach is leaving and is walking his dog down Richmond Road, which isn't exactly a side street.
No, and you're right. He's front and center. He's been front and center since he got here. But, everybody knows now that one of the members of the Tyson Chicken family is friends with Calipari, who's tweeted photos of himself having dinner with the guy. But look at the dominoes, Drew. The SMU job opens up, so then the USC coach goes there, and then the Arkansas coach goes to USC, and now the Kentucky coach goes to Arkansas, and John Tyson's got ties to all three schools, SMU, USC, and Arkansas, so make of that what you will.
And they all defied gravity. Like it all defied gravity. Like SMU fires their coach who no one could have named, and then they go get the USC coach, and then – and then, you know, then the Arkansas, the USC gets the Arkansas coach, and everybody's punching up here.
Yeah, what's going on?
SMU fires a coach that had won 20 games.
Yeah.
You know.
Power of the ACC,
Enfield.
Dick. Long-time ACC member, SMU. That's a power. It means more here, you know.
Yeah, back my old stomping grounds. But Enfield, goes to SMU only because they had joined the ACC, and that's why it makes a little bit of sense. But now, Musselman under some fire in Fayetteville, and I assume he wanted to live in L.A. rather than Fayetteville. You know, no disrespect, but this is a good landing spot for Calipari because, as you know, coaches look at the first thing they look at is can I win there, and you can do pretty much anything at Arkansas that you could do at Kentucky because they've done it before, multiple Final Fours, a national championship, but you've also got a rabid fan base. And, you know, they chewed up John Pelfrey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so what happened? What has transpired with all this? I know you had said something yesterday, and you tweeted, you know, walk some of it back. I want to give you the forum to think. What happened here with the – was there an offer? Was there meetings or the counteroffers? Bring us up to speed.
Well, I had fumbled when I was trying to describe what was going on. You know, UK was made aware of what Arkansas had to offer. Okay, I inadvertently made it sound like Calipari had gone to them looking for a counteroffer. That was not true, and that's on me. That was me on a Nashville radio show, and I just basically fumbled the ball right there. But UK knew what was going on. However, I've been told by an excellent source that UK did not talk to Calipari over the weekend, you know, and they were just waiting to hear, was this real? And they didn't hear until around noon yesterday. that the offer was there, that it was going to happen, and that's when they pulled the trigger on the news release, or you know, they emailed everybody, or however they chose to announce it.
And so, I mean, what did Calipari want to be wanted? What do we think happened here?
Who doesn't?
Right. I mean, was that the motivation?
But the other thing, too, is, guys, can you imagine how awkward this coming season would have been? You need to change your staff. You need to change the way you're recruiting. You need to, you know, get older. And yet he's got six freshmen coming in, and he had said, I can't see changing the way I've been doing things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the definition of insanity, isn't it? You know, he was looking at a similar year that he was this year. Even though this team got up to number six in the country, everybody who watched this team or covered this team knew that defense was going to let them down, and that's what happened. How was that going to be any different this coming year? Well, he said, you know, that he was going to concentrate more on defense, but you know, if you're primarily giving all your minutes to six freshmen, that's a recipe for not disaster, perhaps, but disappointment.
Yeah. So what happens from here? You've covered so many of these searches, and I can't imagine the Patino search, which didn't go, it went until like May. You know, which you know because you had to wait for an NBA season to end. But man, how fast does this go? How do you see this unfolding?
First of all, we hear all the rumors about who just bought a horse farm, right?
Always.
I mean,
always.
How often do you...
Oh, and private schools. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was told by one of our news anchors, someone you know, back in the day. Well, you know, Billy Donovan just enrolled his kids at Lexington Catholic.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. So, but then to answer your question, they want to get it done, Drew, by the weekend. Because the portal door is swinging open on April 15th. You know, that's why they rushed to hire Billy Gillespie, because, you know, they hired him 3 days before signing day. And we all know how that worked out. But, you know, they'd like to be able to announce it first of next week and get out ahead of this thing. But, that's always the case. You want to go quickly. But to go after the people they're looking at, and as I understand it, Scott Drews is number one on the list, you're going after somebody, whoever it is, who's already in a good spot making good money. And, Drew, back when you and I worked together, the money wasn't nearly as dramatic as it is. It wasn't the kind of money that can keep a guy in place at some place not called Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, so do you think Drew is the top choice because it's Barnhart's top choice or because, I mean, I guess it's all that matters right now. He's been there long enough. This is his, like, legacy hire, or are there other people involved?
Right. You took the words out of my mouth, legacy hire. I'm sure he's leaning on people because he learned that lesson with Billy Gillespie. Sadly, the guy he leaned on when he hired Calipari, which was a home run at first, was Mike Pratt, the late great. Mike had deep ties and deep contacts in both college and the NBA. Because I don't know if you know this, but Mike D'Antoni was in play for a little while back in the day. But Mike Pratt knew everybody and knew the backstories and things like that. But there are people that Barnhart can call to check people out, and I'm certain he's doing that this time. I'm told that he's making sure that, because Gillespie, that just happened in such a rush. Plus, anybody in El Paso or at Texas A&M who knew how to warn him about Billy Gillespie just didn't. They kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, for a reason. They wanted him out of there. Right? Yeah. I mean, they kept their mouth shut because they had motive.
You're exactly right, and Gillespie tried to go back to A&M after about 3 days, and they all said, we're good, thank you.
Wow. I didn't know about that. I didn't realize that. Yeah, so he knew. I mean, that first press conference, he was like all shucks, overwhelmed, and yeah. I don't know. You and Dave Baker were both like, I don't know about this, you know? We'll see.
He was bug-eyed. But here's the thing, you know, and it's going to be for any coach. Barnhart told us, he said, on the plane, I tried and tried to make him understand what he's getting into. And Billy kept saying, yeah, I know. But he didn't know. How could he know?
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody who comes here, there's no way they can know. Although Arkansas is pretty close.
I'm curious, you know, with there's three times a charm, speaking of Billy's, for Donovan. I mean, it was two other flirtations. What do you think he's in play? What do you think?
I think he could be, and I think they either have or will reach out to him if need be. Did you see his non-denial?
Absolutely. Straight out of the Patino playbook. Straight out of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I just read a piece on The Athletic yesterday about how,
Now, Billy's been in the NBA for however long, and he's been with the Bulls, a team that seems content in not making any moves and maintaining mediocrity and fighting for their playoff life. And it's like, if he hasn't moved before, why would he move now? But, you know, talk it over with Mrs. Billy, and, you know, if there's a move to be made, maybe this time he pulls the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, so a week, less before this portal opens. And we'll ask quickly, on Hurley, do you think they – I mean, how much do you think they could be prepared to go to money-wise with a guy with that resume?
Well, the word I've got is $11 million a year, which is more than Calipari.
Wow.
You know, but he flat-out told Kyle Tucker of The Athletic, he said, no way. But you and I both know how that works.
Yeah.
Another name I'm surprised we haven't heard pop up is Rick Barnes. Because they reached out to him prior to the Billy Gillespie hire. And if it hadn't been for the fact that Kevin Durant hadn't made his decision yet on whether he was coming back to Texas, Barnes likely would have taken this job. But he had to wait to hear from Durant, and that took him past the signing day deadline, so they had to move on. And hello, Billy Clyde.
I can't believe Kevin Durant brought Billy Clyde to Lexington. That's one of the angles.
There you have it, brother.
They discovered a few of these coaching searches. You know, just a couple back, you know, throughout this. So, well, it's going to be fun either way. So, Dick, I certainly appreciate it. And if you see Calipari walking his dog, which was that not a big, you know, F you to the fans, it seemed to me, or was what I mean.
And but here's the thing. He's pushing a stroller. The dog right. was walking. But I'm sure the dog had a nice ride in the stroller coming back. And by the way, you got to wonder, you know, Scott Drew said no to Louisville, but he didn't just say no, get away from me, right? I mean, he listened.
He listened, but he also said, Waco's a better city. It's like, you know, he went all in. But everybody can say all that stuff. And then, I remember editing a piece when Rick signed with the Celtics back for you back in the day, where I had pieced together, like, from all these book signings, podiums, I'm not leaving Kentucky, I'm not leaving Kentucky. And then, boom, new coach of the Celtics is Rick Pitino.
Exactly right. I meant it at the time. I meant it when I said.
Yep, that's his line. I meant it at the time. That is, God, he should trademark that. So, yep. All right. Well, I'm sure I'll see you around Derby time here in a few weeks, but certainly appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. See
all
you
right,
guys.
There you go. Dick Gabriel with us here. Again, my first boss in this business. He's covered, going back to Rick Pitino being hired, he's covered a few of these.
Wow.
Yeah.
We still haven't found out what's going on in the stroller. Like, what was in the stroller.
Okay, so here, the best I can tell is that the dog is old. And so if the dog gets tired, that he puts him in the stroller. The dog was already trailing him.
It's like a 5-pound dog.
Right, which you would think you could carry.
It's a Paris Hilton move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do Arkansas fans want John Calipari after knowing that he's a stroller dog dad?
Yeah, I think so.
They're okay with
that? You jabroni? Yeah. Did you not see the video? Yeah.
Was it a Nike stroller?
I don't know if it matters as much anymore.
As Drew said.
I bet it's a Tyson chicken stroller.
I bet it's a Walmart stroller. It's from Walmart.
You spin that like it's a big F you to the UK fan base.
Oh, totally. I mean, it was. I mean, you look out the window, you see a news crew there.
It's Richmond Road. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how visible of a street that is. That is one of the main entrances to downtown.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go from Richmond Road. It's probably where all the boosters drive it. Idlehour Country Club is right there on that.
Right
that's one
there.
Of the richest. That's the old money. I worked at Little Lexington Country Club. That was the newer money. Idlehour is the old Thurston Howell III type of money.
So
Mortimer Duke kind of
was,
money.
Was Calipari a member there? Like, as a part of his package?
Probably. I don't know.
Sure.
Like, I was long gone by the time, you know. But generally, well, they have their own club now. They have their own golf club now. Yeah, but probably back in the day, I'm sure other coaches were.
Yeah. I mean, if you live there, you want to, like, if that's where you live.
Well, but the initiation fees, you know. I'm sure he can afford
He's
it just
Kentucky
fine.
He's a basketball coach.
Yeah, but. Yeah, sure. I don't know. I don't know the country club habits of one John.
Well,
Vincent
he's not a member there anymore, I imagine.
Yeah, maybe he'll ask for part of his initiation.
What clubs Pat Kelsey join?
Oh, it's in an automatic. Don't they get the Louisville?
I know they get Louisville, but they usually get one other.
Do they? I don't know.
They usually get one other. It's like the
depends on where he lives. We still don't know. We still got to run some odds on is he going to buy a place in Hurstburn? Is he going to buy a place in you know wherever?
I'm Lake thinking Forest? It's going to be the Highlands or Norton Commons.
It's not going to be.
Well, I think he mentioned he's not a golfer as well. I think
we're going to get along great.
Yeah, so he doesn't need Lake Forest, so he can go to Norton Commons. There's no golf course there. That could definitely happen.
Yeah,
he's a family guy. Family's really important.
Wait, you mean there's no golf? There's a golf course, Lake Forest.
No, in Norton Commons.
Oh, Norton Commons. Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying you can scratch Forrest off. He doesn't have
Al Creek, baby. Come to the OC. Come to the OC. It's a great kids' neighborhood, Coach. It's the best kids' neighborhood.
It really is.
Out there. You've seen it.
Yes, yes. Brought my daughter out there, too. It's a great spot.
I mean, the pool is just kids every which direction. Good, wholesome families. You got St. Margaret Mary right there.
You're selling.
You know, Coach. Come on, come
you
to the.
You want them at Oktoberfest.
Damn right.
You
I want
need them at Oktoberfest.
I want them at the camp out. I want them at Oktoberfest. I want them at trivia night. But it'll probably be busy because they'll be busy coaching the second weekend of the tournament, probably. You know? A little busy that weekend.
A little busy.
But clip that up, Chase.
We got the 4th of July, you know, celebrations. You know, we got it all.
All sorts of good stuff there. I mean, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Know, but I think.
The Catholic neighborhood, Coach. That's his.
I'm not crossing the Highlands off the list because I just feel like he wants to be close to the facility, and that's like the closest thing down Eastern Parkway. Just head down there. And the university president lives in the Highlands.
Well, how many children does he have of the age that he has? Probably not any.
Just the president?
Yeah. So
I don't know how many
he didn't have
has.
Young kids. If young kids.
I have no idea.
Sorry. I mean, we're coming out to the East End, babe. We're coming to Owl Creek. We'll make the recruiting pitch.
I don't know. Maybe he moves to Shively.
Don't think so. I don't know. Don't think so.
What about over there in Mockingbird, like where Patino was?
Not as good a place to raise kids, Coach. I don't know.
True's got a great point.
What's wrong with Mockingbird?
It's Owl Creek, man. It's kid focused. All right, we got to get him to the hood.
You like what you like. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. So because my kid likes it, I spent a lot of money to stay at that house. You know, after
everything
after mom, yeah. After we have a very good divorce. We have a very good one, but you know, it wasn't cheap to stay there. It was worth every penny. It's the best kids neighborhood on the planet. So I believe
on the whole planet.
I believe that. I challenge somebody to have
he believes it.
35-year campout run that makes T-shirts up and rents RVs and does falconeering exhibitions and you know I challenge anybody
don't
else.
I've seen every neighborhood.
I don't need to. I've seen the gold standard. Find one better. I'm putting it up there. I need a challenger. It's like saying so and so should be in the tournament. Who should be out? All right. So find me one that does more things with the.
So you're talking about something. Like the camp out is something that is unquantifiable. If I go to realtor.com, I can't.
You're not going to find
that. I don't see camp out.
Yeah. There's a heck of a neighborhood in Manchester, England. I'm telling you. It's really.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'd have to see.
They have a camp
We'd have
out?
To see.
They go to
probably
they
not
go
enough
to,
space.
The Isle of Palms.
do they have yeah. World?
I'm going to talk about Drew's neighborhood, though. I can attest that is a heck of a neighborhood.
Oh, it's a great
I brought
neighborhood.
Emery over
it's
there.
It's a great neighborhood
for kids.
I don't know if it's the best neighborhood for kids in history of Earth.
Okay, find me a better.
Having not seen all of them, how can I know? It's
well,
not on realtor.com.
Well,
the camp out's
okay.
not on realtor.com.
Well, I'm taking that title. Until proven otherwise, I have that title. So I'm making the pitch. Don't you want PK in my neighborhood? You know how good that is for us?
It'll be great.
It'd be good for us. You'd be coming over.
I'm not arguing against it.
Mark, do you live here?
He's going to be borrowing like sugar and everything. Yeah. Just coming over every day.
Yeah.
Like Kramer from
Seinfeld.
We'll give
him a spot in the quad with all our guys out there.
Here comes Pat Kelsey walking down Diener's driveway again.
We got carpool options. You got Trinity right down the street. You know, St. Margaret Mary. We got it all, man.
Pat Kelsey's brother stays over at the house.
That's right. We got to get a Keeneland trip together for him.
And there was a sauna down there. What happened with the sauna? You teased the sauna story.
And by the way, find another neighborhood with a full court basketball gym in. Full court.
That's pretty good.
Full court gym. Now
we have a lot of great stuff in our neighborhood. We don't have an indoor basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
We do have three lakes, a pool.
Yeah, but how many other kids are just readily available?
It's a great name of the town, though.
Tons.
That's what you have going for
us. We got a million kids. We got all the kids.
Neighborhood
it's a one neighborhood town.
neighborhood pool. Oh, yeah. So Lieberman yesterday says, hey, I'm gonna get in your sauna because you were scarred. Right?
Yeah, what happened?
It sometimes I can deal with it, and so I go to my workout place, and I kind of always peek in to see and make sure – that there's not. I
the
see
creepy
one guy.
Gym guys.
Right.
Yeah, the creepy gym guys.
I see one guy. He's kind of off to the corner. He's got his AirPods in. Okay.
You feel good about that?
Okay. But I go in, and you can't see the corner. I turn the corner.
Oh, no.
And there's the
creeper.
Heavy breathing guy.
Oh, no.
Who's just, you know, just doing stretches. I don't even know if there's stretches.
No.
But there's heavy breathing, and you'd have to sit within the vicinity of him and –
is he doing jumping jacks naked in the sauna?
It's just, I don't want to replicate the sound because it could give me PTSD, but it's
like.
Was this like a sauna steam? Was the,
no, just a sauna. Just
okay.
a sauna.
Okay, okay.
A steam is a little different because you can't do any of that stuff. You got to
steam room, you just got to sit.
You can breathe, but the steam comes out.
I just didn't know if that's why you didn't see him, because it was steamy in there.
Well, no, no. This is, you couldn't see him because as you enter, you can't see. It's kind of blocked.
Yeah, you can see the door.
But my gosh, Drew, Mark, like just the noises that were emanating from this guy just constantly. And I just said, that's it.
No. Did you stretch in Dina's shower? Or sauna?
No,
it's
not that big.
You're there.
Stretch the hammies.
You know, and it's just a great look. Those things are fantastic.
They are fantastic.
God bless Fitness Market, but like, yeah, Drew knows that I'm just going to be doing. I referenced Kramer
before.
Key.
Yeah, he's got a key.
So you can get access to the house and just let him know you're going over.
Yeah, that's okay. Going to be it from now on, because I am not.
He could be in the base. I might not even know he's there.
Right.
I don't want
to passcode to the ADS security stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to have so much trepidation going to, because if the guy is in there, any guy, that's just.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Avoid the creepy gym guy. Get your own sauna.
That's it.
I mean, that's the slogan.
I can appreciate that.
That is it.
That's the slogan.
And so. Yeah, Drew is a perfect spot.
Oh, that's great. That's how it worked yesterday. So we're over here at Louisville Geek, LouisvilleGeek.com. We'll get Jared on the other side. I know he's got to have some hot takes on all of this.
We'll get to that
on the other side as well. Speaking of Vector Security, I could see Lieberman come right into the basement because I've got the cameras there where I can see what's going on. He's okay. He's clear. I don't have to hit the alarm to get him out of there. But whatever your security needs are, they can take great care of you over there at Vector Security, like they've taken care of us at the radio station, taking care of me at my house for over a decade now. Over there at Vector Security, online, vectorsecurity.com. That's the website to turn to. And look, this is, you mention us, you're going to get that doorbell cam for free. Doorbell cam for free is what you're going to get. And they're going to install it. And you're going to go, all right, let's find out about the other things. What else can we do here? What else can we do there? And you're going to be able to, figure out what was right for you. Online, vectorsecurity.com. And tell me what's talking about him right here on the Diener Show. All right, we'll get to Jared out of the break. Mr. Freakin' Nashville.